You're listening to the Brand Ed Bullet from the Brand Ed Podcast. Four freaky fast Friday wins to get you going for your weekend. Let's go. Win number one, something to try. Every day you're building your brand and your business. One of the most tangible aspects of your brand is your visual identity. You know it as your logo or your brand colors or the fonts that you use. It's your overall design vibe. That's part of your brand. And that means several times a day, you need to use your brand colors. You fire up an email and you need your primary blue color or your primary brand red color. Or you're building a landing page or a quick lead magnet and you need that brand color over and over again. Do yourself a huge favor and save your brand colors as text shortcuts. On a Mac, you don't even need a fancy app. Go to your System Preferences, then to Keyboard, and then to Text. Once there, click the plus button, and then you'll add the shortcut you'll type, and then the brand color along with your hex color. For example, one of my primary brand colors is red. My keyboard shortcut is colon red, and then that will supply my red hex color. If you need a more robust text replacement app, check out my favorite. It's called Text Expander, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Win number two, something a client recently asked. A client came to me frustrated with how to message her successful consulting business. She was already successful and she wanted to keep growing her business. She wasn't a newbie, but her message frustration is extremely common. And that's because there are lots of consultants, whether you're a business-to-business consultant or a business-to-consumer consultant. There are so many options out there. It is very difficult to nail down your messaging. This problem is very, very common, but finding the solution isn't. To help tackle this, I crafted a four-week challenge. I call it the Head Start Sprint. And together, we wrestled her messaging challenge to the mat. For your messaging to work and position your business, it's got to check these boxes. Number one, it has to be easy enough for a fifth grader to understand what you do. It has to be compact enough that a busy potential client or customer will listen. And three, it has to be passionate enough that your ideal client knows that you are the solution for them. If your message is foggy or you fumble through a different message every time you go to share it, if it's not represented loud and proud on your website, do your business a favor and consider joining me in the next Head Start Sprint. You can message me. My email is in the show notes, and I'll be glad to include you the next time that comes around. Win number three, something to think about. On one of my recent mastermind calls, a friend who's a consultant was wrestling with where he wanted to take his consulting business in the future. I shared this from my own experience. I said, I asked different questions at 50 than I did when I was building a consulting business in my 30s. Remember, you only find the answers to the questions that you ask. I'm curious, what's one question you're pondering right now about the future of your own consulting, coaching, or fractional advisory business? Win number four, something personal. Recently, my middle son left his teenage years behind and he turned 20. He's off at college, doing great things. And so on the morning of his birthday, I took a few moments to just reflect. With coffee in hand and the stillness of the early morning, I gave myself some space to remember the fun memories and the future dreams that filled my mind about his life. It turns out it was a wonderful way to celebrate him, even though we were separated by a few hundred miles with him off at college. Later that day, I shot him a private text to share what came to mind as I reflected about the gift of having him as a son. I wanted him to know, in the middle of what probably felt like an ordinary day of going to class on his birthday, that he was being celebrated. Try that out yourself the next time you have a family member who may not be close to home who has a birthday. Let me know how it goes. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Brand Ed Bullet. Good news, you don't have to scroll through the show notes to find the links to any of the apps or other wins mentioned in this episode. Instead, just hop on my email list and you can get these four wins right in your inbox months in advance. Just go to robbyf.com/Friday. That's robbyf.com/Friday. I'd also love your help getting this into the hands of more people. So go and leave a review on Apple Podcasts and then share this with your friends. Feel free to email me using the link in the show notes and tell me which win was your favorite from this episode. Have a great weekend and go and build a life-giving brand.